Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder and president of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you, Scott. It's an awesome life I live. I have nothing to complain about, and somebody asked me the other day, how are you doing? And I said, I get everything I deserve.
Ooh.
And one of the beautiful things that happened recently was that I met Joshua Flint, the president of the Goodly Company. And I just liked what he had to say so much. I immediately jumped on it and said, we have to be in business together. And he agreed. And we have Humalife, the products based on humic and fulvic acids, on our website. And awesome. I'm really excited to get Joshua Flint, the president of the Goodly Company, online with us today.
Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Cool. So how did you get involved with fulvic acid and humic acid and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I guess my story starts with Dr. George Merkel, who was the discoverer of life crystals, which is really, in our terms, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. He discovered the free energy molecule in all living things. And he was able to actually do the first successful controlled cold fusion experiment in 1967, from the results of that the understanding of that technology. And he further developed that technology into a drink that had the ATP molecule in it.
You know, Joshua, I remember back in 1984, I think it was a five. I was drinking something called the Sumerian Elixir.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yes, George had further developed it into what he called the Sumerian Elixir, the life crystals, which are really energy transducers. Okay, both the ATP and GTP are energy transducers. And George felt like it was like it was stored solar energy, really, because if you look underneath his microscope, the ATP is a pyramid in shape. Wow. So it's working as a solar collector, collecting not only the solar energies, but George felt maybe even the missing neutrinos. And the GTP was working as the storage battery. So it was really all this stored excess, you know, this free energy, really. I mean, that's what the ATP is, the life crystals. It's really free energy. And putting that into your body, you're assisting your normal cycle of ATP, which goes on through our own cells and which we produce on a daily basis in large amounts. When all of our systems are working properly.
I actually remember drinking that and thinking to myself, this is about as close to an orgasm I can come when ingesting something.
Yeah, it's very uplifting. The drink that he made, the Sumerian formula drink, I was introduced to George's injectables. He had an injectable life crystal, which was healing people of many, many things. And then that went on into the Sumerian formula, which was also an injectable, and that was healing everything. And then he put that into a drink because the injectable was much more difficult to get approval for. And the drink, they were okay with the drink because it really didn't work that well because the molecule was too large. And so where you did get a certain amount of it, you're only really getting maybe 10% of the healing potential of his Sumerian formula drink. And so when I came across up here in Canada that was left over from the factory after it had shut down, We mixed that with the fulvic acid that is being made on this property, and I would say it raised the healing potential of the life crystals of the Sumerian formula to about 80% of its healing potential. And I can say that because I did George's personal Sumerian formula injectable myself. And the results that I got once I mixed these two together was just phenomenal.
George didn't do so well with the regulators, right? Like he was being, hounded or pursued, or I don't know what the words would be.
Terrorized, really, because he had something that threatened the whole, the medical establishment in their chemical warfare. He had something that healed everything. And in fact, he had the governor of Hawaii flew him over in, like, I think it was 1994. And they wanted to make Hawaii the healing capital of the world using his technology. And when he arrived back home, he was met by the FDA, who threatened not him, but they threatened his family. And so George, even my dealings with George were restricted from that, from that and other pressures that the FDA put on George and threatened him really over threatened his family. And so all the injectable stuff that was being tested all over the world in hospitals, and it just gradually backed off out of all of it because of the threats.
Is he still alive?
No. He passed over in 2003. And I know that there's lots of research out there on the internet that a number of years earlier, between 2000 and 2003, that there was an unusual number of microbiologists that died mysteriously.
Yeah, 64.
And George was one of them.
Wow.
And so, it was it was part of a plan. And he was a brilliant, brilliant person, and he left us really a legacy. And thank God we still have a lot of his research material, I guess.
And Joshua, when the original supply runs out, are you able to make more of it, or is that going to be the end of it?
Yes, we are, but we have to set up a factory to do that now. And we have lots of interest. It's just raising really the funds to do that, and we'll be back in business. There was only three places in the world, George said, that the life crystals could be grown. One of them was here in Oliver, one of them was in El Paso, and one of them was down in Texas somewhere. And it had to do with the desert climate and the angle of the sun or something. But this is one of the areas that we do plan to start regrowing the life crystals, really. They're so phenomenal.
So for now, people would be well advised to get their hands on some, because it's going to help us fund you to eventually get more, right?
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. The life crystals take a 2-year process to make. And so we plan to begin production next spring. It's done in clear Pyrex tubes, fruit juices, tea, coffee, honey, things that have a higher percentage of the energy molecule ATP are put in these clear Pyrex tubes that are like 10 feet long and distilled in the presence of sunlight. And in the presence of sunlight, it starts to turn to alcohol and stops. And that's how we pull out the energy molecule in the presence of the sunlight. And then it has to sit for a year kind of in darkness where it processes and kind of matures and then is available.
Well, here's an interesting sidebar. I remember you sent some samples to an associate friend of mine, Darren.
Yes.
Darren, and he actually wrote this to me. This is maybe 30 seconds here.
Okay.
I'm really impressed with the samples you sent me for testing. You have listened to me whine and complain about low energy for a long time. Having tried practically everything you offer, and he has, I've sent him all kinds of stuff. I have had few positive results except for my decades-long use of the Exula superfood. No other products have made any significant improvement. Until now, that is. the ATP Plus has launched me into activity I would not consider possible. I made the pleasant mistake of taking a full dropper of the ATP a few days ago early in the morning. And as you know, being a serious meditator since childhood, and I'm now 69, I have required much less sleep than most people. Well, this ATP had me fully awake for two nights in succession. The effect was quite immediate when I ingested the first eyedropper full, and since then I have taken six drops each morning, and I'm happily very focused. I no longer go through the frequent and daily fatigue cycles that I used to endure. So this ATP Plus fully surpasses my efficacy tests, and I highly recommend it to anyone needing a non-toxic, non-addicting boost. And I say non-addicting because after more than a week of it, I stopped to see what effect I might experience. The energy boost lasted 2 days after stopping, and on the third day, I was not ill, no malaise, no need or urgency at all to resume the consumption. So I'm back on it. I'm loving it.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
That's excellent, excellent, excellent. Huh.
So this is the kind of effect of the ATP where I think of it as stored sunlight, the energy. Like if I was a plant, I would be able to take the sunlight and put it directly into my cells. But I'm not, so I need to get it in somehow.
That's really good because it is that we call it liquid light. And really, it lights your cells up. And I have a saying after I, put the two together that you don't know where you've been until you come back. Because all the chemicals and everything else warp us outside of ourselves and outside of the sacred geometry, which our organs and all our cells are normally in. And so as it brings us back into our sacred geometry, it brings us back into our sacredness and our integrity. And really, on that note, I got a call from my lawyer a year ago who was on the product, and he called me up one day almost frantic, and he said, Joshua, he said, if people aren't doing the divine vine, he said, they're not on the same page. He said, and you know what? He said, it actually brings integrity. And I said, oh, God, I'm going to make a lawyer's formula. But this is how I believe it brings integrity, that we, as we get warped by the chemicals, we get warped out of our sacredness. And there's certain things we wouldn't even allow to go on in our lives were we in that sacredness, in our community, in our world. And so I find even myself, even though I knew in my mind I don't like this or that or whatever, doing the life crystals kind of gives you the power to change that. And those things start changing in your life the more you do this. When you bring yourself back into integrity, all of a sudden the rest of your life starts to, this little part is out of integrity, it pops up. And you're for you to look at and deal with. So it's quite deep where all of this goes.
So you're now talking about the divine vine, right?
Yes, or the ATP. They both have the life crystals in them.
And okay. So how's the divine vine different? Is that vibrational difference, or is it, could you explain?
What I call bioenergetic frequencies, okay, of, well, for the ATP Plus, it's based around energy. Everything that's in there is to boost the energy. And as I'm also a healer, when you raise somebody's vitality level, then the body starts to heal itself. And so there's just a little different approach there. But the divine vine has bioenergetic frequencies in it to decalcify your pineal gland and your thyroid. The pineal gland and the thyroid both get calcified from fluoride. Other things too. People who take calcium supplements and all that stuff, they further calcify their pineal gland. Now, the pineal gland, or some people call the third eye, is like for some people an inner screen. But even without that, it is the seat of your good feelings. And so when that gets calcified, you're looking for good feelings in some other form. And you go to your doctor and you're not saying you're looking for good feelings, but you're not feeling good. So they give you things that, usually make you feel worse.
I've seen some articles recently about David Wolf talking about the calcification of the pineal gland and how it affects the entire endocrine system and things in the body, aging versus rejuvenation, or staying fully functional versus not.
Yes. And the I have people that come up to when I do demos, and some people come up and they're quite Christian, and when they pick up the brochure on the Divine Vine, and they almost put it right back down and go, oh well, you can't refer to consciousness in this term. But for them, I say, well, even Jesus said, let thine eye be single. So if this is the time for people to see. And the outer opposing forces have put fluoride in the system so that people can't see. Then that's what the Divine Vine does, is open that back up. And besides the pineal, the thyroid is also the basis of the health. That's your master hormone, okay? And the fluoride, bromine, and chlorine all have the same number of outer electrons as the iodine, And so they capture the iodine receptor site, and then that short circuits the thyroid. The thyroid puts out a phony thyroxin that the body doesn't recognize. And from there, depending on the person's particular DNA, and what I call chemical cocktail, whatever you've been exposed to, determines where your body goes with that. It can go into diabetes. It can go into osteoporosis. All of it is hormonal.
Yes.
That's thrown off by the heavy metals. So our goodly company is get the lead out.
Right. I have a sidebar for you. This is now Darren writing about, the two products we sent him. Now he's writing about the Divine Vine. Check this. And I'm a seasoned meditator and I have accomplished significantly on the spiritual path, never needing any mind-altering or mood-enhancing substances or techniques. All I do is I simply sit in silence and I am able to fully transcend at will in a few minutes. When I first received your sample, I waited for the spirit to move me to begin testing them. One morning, around 4 a.m., I took 6 drops of Divine Vine just as I sat down to meditate.
6 drops?
6 drops. There was no delay in achieving samadhi, as that is my lifelong practice, and it's just I do that. But once there, the clarity I experienced and my focus on the sublime was as near perfect as one might refer to as the peak experience in meditation. What transpired then was of major significance to me. The details, being personal, don't need to be written here, but let me say this. My experience was indeed enhanced from the norm. I continue to take the 6 drops before each meditation, and I'm happy to report to you that I seem to have taken my meditation practice to a new level of clarity. Many thanks for keeping me in your thoughts when considering new products.
I really thank Darren for that testimonial. He could help a lot of people.
Other people. I hope so. I see it as a vehicle that helps those who seek spiritual advancement as a major tool to help them get clarity and help in getting the mind clear.
Yes, and I'll just do a little follow-up story on this story because it triggered a memory that with Dr. George Merkel's actually his injectable Sumerian formula. And I was living in Maui in Hawaii, and I flew over to meet him in San Diego, and virtually in a washroom, he sold me 6 of his vials for cash. That he was flying up here to Oliver, actually. He was on his holidays, and he sold me 6 of his personal vials, which I flew back to Maui with, and we had a group of people, because of his Life Crystal injectable, I had been injecting people, so I did that for everyone. It was an intravenous injection, and one of the people on the that had received the one injection She had, again, like his story, being a seasoned meditator for years and years and years and years. Her experience the next day after taking it, she says, oh, my God, I woke up in the middle. She said, I left the window open. The moon's shining in the window. And she closed the curtains and realized there was no moon, you know. And she was receiving so much light. She says, oh, my God, I've been meditating for 20 years. This is the first time I've really seen the light.
Beautiful.
You know, so these in the area of clarity, I think that these products are exceptional.
So besides the crystals, you're using the humic and fulvic acids as the shall we say, the delivery vector, the vehicle in which this travels?
Yes, the fulvic acid, actually, with the life crystals, we don't use the humic there. We tried mixing that. It's not. It's the fact of the fulvic being a such a small molecule that it works with the life crystals, and the fulvic acid is actually called the miracle molecule, because it will carry in up to 60 trace minerals and elements directly into the cell, and so for people who have assimilation problems, it can be a miracle. We've had people take, you know, one drink of our fulvic drink that have multiple sclerosis, and it changed their life, because the cell isn't getting the food that's required, and this is able to bring it in. So when you mix the fulvic acid with the life crystals and everything that the life crystals are, all the potential that's in there carries all of that directly into the cell.
Well, I've seen fulvic acid being added to products. I mean, I see all kinds of offers for fulvic acid out there. I see that most manufacturers don't quite declare the concentration or the purity or the sourcing or whatever. But could you maybe talk a bit about that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because as we got into this, I discovered there was no standard really for fulvic testing. Okay, so you have lots of people that are testing it in different ways and saying, oh, it's got this much or this much or this much. And so there's some varying figures. But a part of our team here has been actually in Japan bioremediating the cesium out of the soil with the fulvic acid. And underground, they've been talking about the fulvic acid. The fulvic acid that we have is so much higher than anything they've tested on the planet. It's been sent to Germany. They actually want to use the fulvic acid that comes here as a standard for fulvic acid, because there's nothing out there that they've found anywhere that's even close. And so our extraction process is a big part of that. Okay, we have a mechanical extraction process. A lot of the fulvic that's extracted out there, they use chemicals. And so, and if you use chemicals, the maximum amount that you can get, I think, is like 0.75 to 1%. I think the highest fulvic we've ever tested has been 1.1%. And our fulvic is like 3%. It's actually over 3%, but because you always want to be under than over, we say 3%.
Joshua, where does fulvic acid come from?
It comes from an organic humic powder. Okay, and there's many sources that people have on the internet, all over the world, really. I mean, you know, I've been on searching lately, and, you know, I've had people that are approaching us now that want to sell us fulvic acid from China and different places. But our source of humic, where we get it, comes from Alberta. And what we've found is that with the humic, not all humics have the same antiviral properties. And a lot of the actual documented research that we have was done with peat, and so it's not near the percentage of what we have. And it was really only a year ago that we actually even found out that the humic that we had was antiviral. And we started, literally about a year ago, we started doing the powder in a glass of water and drinking it. It has no taste. And so we just started, you know, mixing a teaspoon in a glass of water, and it was like, whoa, everybody could feel what it, you know, it was doing something different than what we had experienced. We're healers here, and that's how we got into this, and so we're very sensitive to these things. And so anyway, as it evolved from there, I mean, virtually the day that we were doing that, and in another interesting story in here, my lawyer calls up. And so I'm telling him about this. I'd sent him some dirt, some of the powder for his garden. And so as I'm telling him that, he got some out and mixed it up in a glass and drank it. And I was saying I wanted to put it in capsules. And he said, oh, Joshua, you can market it just like this in a powder. People can use that. It doesn't have any taste. And so then I saw him like 10 days later. His name is Stuart Moyer. And Stuart said, you know, Joshua, I got to tell you, that drink that I did the other day on the phone, he said, first thing, I'd had this cold I was fighting for 3 weeks. It went away immediately. He said, but more so than that, he said, I haven't told you. He said, but I've been fighting prostate cancer, and I've had a pain in my groin for 2 years. He said, that first drink, the pain went away.
Wow. Very cool.
That's an amazing story. I don't know if we could promise everyone to have such a rapid shift.
But these are other people's testimonials, but this is what put us, you know, so other people's results, you know, like what you shared from Darren here on you know, the ATP Plus and Divine Vine. Well, the stories that we hear back in here from people are very profound, and the humic acid really is a miracle. It is the miracle beyond everything else that we have. It is really the miracle that everybody needs right now, because it is the most powerful antiviral on the planet. And by the National Institute of Health in 2002, they are quoted as saying that, with the reference material of all the things that they know that it heals, including cancers. Okay, so now this is all documented research. So even the importance of knowing this information, and I want to invite people to our website. Unfortunately, I can say that it isn't up there at this moment. We just redid websites, and it's being moved around. But there's reference material there that when you read that yourself, it helps empower you to follow through on something. After having been a healer for all of these years, the most frustrating thing for me was people that are alternative, and they get like a cancer. Well, they'll try 10, 15 different things, and they don't know what works. And so they end up with nothing working and running back to the doctor and doing chemo. I've seen so much of it. And so you have to know, if you know in your mind, like seeing that, I watch people change reading this research material, and it's right before their eyes, and you see the reference material, John Hopkins University, China Hospitals, National Institute of Health, the Cancer Institute. These are all documentations from people who should be, the National Institute of Health should be saying what I'm saying. In 2002, they should have been saying that. We have a miracle here, folks.
Okay. don't try to hold back any.
How humic acid works is the understanding. Once you understand that, okay, you understand how unusual it is. Okay? Humic acid has a very large molecule as opposed to the fulvic with a small molecule. Mm-hmm. The humic encapsulates viruses' receptor sites with a prophylactic coating.
So is what you're saying is, I have cells, the virus is going to come along and glom onto the cell, but it can't because the humic acid puts a protective coating around my cell.
Not around your cell, around the virus.
Around the virus. Okay, so the virus is in my body. It's saying, I want to get at this cell, but it can't because it's coated in the humic acid and it prevents the virus from taking over the cell, damaging the cell.
Correct. It's called, it stops it from reattaching to the host cell.
Okay.
Now, there's a doctor who we have referenced on our website as well, and there's a video on there where he's speaking, Dr. Laub, L-A-U-B, Laub, and he's promoting the humic, and he says that in their research, the humic has a stronger pull for the virus than the virus has the pull for the host cell. So in cases like where the virus is already attached to the cell, it will actually pull the virus off of the cell.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We have actually tried to educate our clients about something similar. We had a product called FluStop, which was specifically able to give this haircut to the H1N1 or H anything, H and anything virus, essentially stop the there are these little protrusions or sort of like tentacles that the virus puts out, through which it sort of is like a little octopus, and it sticks these little tentacles into the cells. And so what you're saying is that you're essentially disabling this tentacle activity so that the attachment is no longer able to go ahead. So the proliferation of the virus is stopped.
Mm.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. And it doesn't care what the virus is.
Yes.
We have documentation on that from HIV to herpes, and herpes, from what I've seen, it's been the hardest thing to stop. Okay, but as long as if you keep taking the humic for a period of time, you have to take it for a period of time, like with herpes, because it's inside the cell. So there'll be things that'll happen that'll trigger it to come out of the cell. When it comes out of the cell, it destroys it.
Could we make a guess? Like, when you say period of time, are you thinking months or years? What are you thinking?
Well, I had one lady in particular in Kelowna that was doing demos, and I told her about this, and she said, "Oh my God, Joshua, if you can heal my herpes, I'll be on your team forever." She had continual outbreaks, and so she started taking the powder, and virtually she still does it. And she mixes it in her tea, a teaspoon in the morning and a teaspoon in the afternoon, and she has no herpes.
Cool.
And she had a few outbreaks in the beginning. Some people who started taking it, it seemed to actually bring it out. But then it healed it.
Sure. Well, you would kind of expect that, be the cleansing part, right? It would pull it out, and then you would heal it.
But herpes is a very tricky one because there's a lifestyle that's associated with it. It's really what I call a dark forces disease. It has to do with lower energies. And if you get into the really low energies, you can bring on it's attached to that. You see, it's attached to those lower energies that are what I call, out of sacred geometry.
So what you're really saying is we need to add the divine vine, get the energies into the higher levels, and use the humic acid to.
Well, the humic acid, yes, the humic acid will stop it, but then there's a lifestyle change, and I found that not just with the herpes. I mean, that was how I got I was a healer for like 25 years. I used to go down and when I met George Merkel, that's how I got into it. I would go down and literally smuggle the Chondriana and the Life Crystal across the border for people with AIDS and cancer. My wife and I developed a special belt. He had it in these vials that were about 4 inches long with a little rubber top on the top. And we'd smuggle them across the border. And we were saving people's lives. And everybody that I helped is still alive today. Cool. And George was so involved on another level that at one point I was going to help this young guy, and George came to me in a dream and said, don't do this. This guy doesn't want to get better. This is his stall. So I didn't. But that's how integral George was on it.
Cool.
And so there's an integrity with all of this, really. And as people get into it, you connect with that integrity, and even within yourself, and it brings you back into your integrity.
So I would like to highlight this point, in relatively speaking, for the humic acid, whether it's the concentrate in drops or whether it's the powder, I mean, at the prices that we're selling it, it seems to be very affordably priced.
Yes.
And it seems to be a huge value.
Yes. We've tried to put it.
Have you tried to sort of compare yourself to others? Like I see, we sell fulvic acid 4 ounces for $35. Well, your product is 1 ounce. Pardon me, is 2 ounce bottle, and it's $30. But how does it really compare?
Well, the thing is that how we compare it is we bring other people's products in and test them. And I'm not going to mention any names, but there's another drink out there that has the humic in it, and they claim fulvic, but when we test it, there really isn't any fulvic in it. It's mainly humic, and so we're really the only drink on the market that has fulvic in it, at least with water. And the reason for that is that other people's extraction process, the fulvic, and I can't say everyone's because there's got to be some other people out there, but so far we haven't found any other fulvic that you could like put into your mouth or even add to water. It's very so acidic that if you didn't add water to it, it would burn your mouth. And so the comparison is hard to make a comparison because the strengths that they have are is not even close. Okay, all the fulvic that we've tested so far, it hasn't even come close to, and we can tell the quality too because the quality has to do with the size of the molecules. The smaller the molecules, the better quality. And so when I said that my introduction into this was through Dr. George Merkel, my introduction to fulvic was with another gentleman out of Evergreen, Colorado, outside of Denver. And this gentleman I met, and he cleaned up 200 barrels of liquid nuclear waste for Westinghouse in Missouri in 1994. And he said that when they were done, the employees were jumping up and down on the ground saying, we've done it. There wasn't even any radiation in the filters when they were done. So that was my first introduction to fulvic acid and how powerful it is.
And so you're saying that this fellow was using fulvic as the cleaning method for the radioactive material?
Yes, yes, yes. And so I called up and got him to send a sample of his up here, and I sent one of ours down. And we tested his sample, and you know, I came over to our scientist and said, "Well, what?" He said, "I had to. There was so little fulvic in it, I had to double it up for the test." He said, "But it's very good quality, very small molecules. But still, he cleaned up that nuclear waste, and it's a very very small percentage in comparison to ours."
Joshua, I'm glad that you brought this up because I had noticed in the humic acid powder page on Life Enthusiast Co-op's website that it protects from radiation damage. And one of the things that I've been concerned about was the nuclear disaster in Japan, which, although we don't hear about it now 2 years later, I keep an eye on. It doesn't look like it stopped. So we're continually getting these radioactive materials being continually dumped into the ocean or seeping into the ocean or coming through the air. And I was just curious as to what you thought in terms of using the humic acid in that context.
Well, the humic acid is documented to protect you from ionizing radiation. Okay? And I've been exposed to depleted uranium smoke outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico, a number of years ago, and so, and I almost died. And so, my level of sensitivity to the nuclear is greater than probably most people's. And so, I feel it when I go outside, and when I get too much of it, I can feel the effects of it. And if I'm out there, if I drink the fulvic acid, I immediately feel better. Immediately, because the fulvic will go right inside the cell and pull it out. Okay, where the humic pulls out whatever's floating around inside your body. Okay, but it doesn't go inside the cell really and do this like what the fulvic does.
So use both of them in conjunction with each other.
Yes, the fulvic a little bit more actually, unless you've already got some viral thing that you're dealing with or bacterial thing. Okay.
So the fulvic would be more for if you're concerned about radiation, the humic if you're more concerned about viruses?
The humic, yes, more concerned about, if somebody's is sick, they got like a flu or they got a disease, they got a cancer, it's heavy duty. We have a naturopath, we have several naturopaths, but we have one in Vernon now that is recommending our products for people with certain types of cancers. Actually recommending our products, which was like phenomenal to hear, and people calling us up and saying, "Oh, I had a doctor tell me." And so that's quite encouraging on our part.
Mm-hmm. That's really exciting.
We got some samples into the head naturopath of all of BC, and they're testing it, and they're very impressed, and they're going to put it out through their whole network. And so this is, I call them the first step from the regular doctors to the alternative. A lot of people who don't feel confident with their own knowingness and that they're looking for another doctor. And so the naturopaths here in Canada have a lot of power. They can prescribe.
So, okay, so as I was listening to you, the other thing that Martin and I often talk about on our episodes is heavy metals, mercuries and lead and everything else. So will the fulvic acid or the humic acid pull those out of our body?
Yes, both of them do. And again, the humic pulls out whatever's floating around inside your body, and the fulvic goes right into the cell. I mean, it's documented that the fulvic acid, it attracts to itself three times its own weight in heavy metals or radioisotopes. It alters the ionic form, sometimes right inside the cell, so that the body can either use those nutrients combined with other nutrients and use them up inside the body, or it will put them into a form that the body can detox that is no longer toxic. And so the fulvic is really the only safe detox for those people who are really into purity. Because if you do a detox of the heavy metals inside your body, normally they come out in your feces and your urine and they go right back out into our environment. So people should consider that when they consider that this is the one of the only things that actually bioremediates it inside the body.
So what you're saying is it neutralizes it.
Yes. Yes, it's documented. It bioremediates it inside the body. Now, it's not to say that if somebody's really toxic, they're not going to have some detox symptoms.
Right.
So what we have put into drinks...
We only have the concentrates, Joshua, at this point.
Okay. Yes. So when people put the concentrates into drinks in the beginning, we tell them to
go easy.
Go easy if you're really toxic, because it can cause reactions.
And so if I have a reaction, all I do is stop for a little bit until the reactions calm down, and then I'll be back to kind of normal and then start over, right?
Or cut your what you're using in half, you know, use less.
So what you're saying is be aware of what's going on. If you've got these massive reactions and you're taking too much, dial it back.
Well, and just understanding that you're detoxing.
Yeah.
You know, some people, you know, I mean, I'll give you an example. We had a guy in Montreal called up, and he had ordered a bunch of products, and I sent them out there. And then he called up a few days later, and he was telling me what he gave to his mother or grandmother. I can't remember which she was. She was 77 years old, and he got partway through what he was giving her, and I said, "Oh, that's an awful lot." He said, "Oh, you think that's too much?" I said, "Well, for your 77-year-old mother, I would definitely think that you could make her sick." He says, she was sick. She got sick yesterday and was so ill. He said, but you know what? Today she has two canes she walks around with. She tossed them aside and she's walking around the house like normal.
Nice.
So people through the detox, they're going to come out the other end feeling a whole lot better. So it's like, how fast do you want to get rid of the lead?
It's interesting because I have this one other sidebar from Darren writing about the ATP. He said his mother celebrated her 95th birthday just two days ago. And he writes, "Mom has been dragging herself around for quite some time now, and understandably so. The other day, I gave her some 6 drops of the ATP, and we went to the dining room on the main floor in her senior's residence. She has to walk approximately 200 feet to get to the elevator and another 200 feet from the elevator back to the dining room. She normally walks slowly, holding my arm, hanging onto the arm rail that borders all the hallways in the building. Not this time. She's back to walking right down the center of the hallway, and I might add, rather vigorously."
That's fantastic.
So, you know, there you have this person has just before the use is, you know, stumbling and hanging onto walls and all of that. Next thing you know, is she's right back to marching down the hall. That's awesome. What an image.
That's very awesome. That's And he's only – see, we don't even on the instructions, we say use a whole dropper full. So he's not even using a dropper full. He's using 6 drops. That's That's phenomenal.
Dropper full would be about 20 drops, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Well then.
Yeah, that's exceptional. That's Yeah, when you understand part of the documentation that I don't have up there yet, that I also found is that ATP is listed as the cause of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Well, ATP is involved in all energy exchanges. I mean, your adenosine triphosphate changes into diphosphate and releases the energy. It's the cycle back and forth, ATP to ADP and back.
Yes, yes.
And so if you don't have the ATP in abundance, of course you're going to be tired.
Yes, but there's a whole bunch of other things I've recently discovered are all connected with that ATP cycle. When it's in the ATP cycle, okay, you have the ATP, you have the energy molecule, you have you have oxygen, and you have the right pH.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if any of that shifts, if you shift your pH, into the acidic from there, you lose your charge and you lose your oxygen. Okay, and how we recycle that is the ATP is spent and becomes the ADP, and through oxygen we bring that back around.
Yes.
Okay. So as long as the ATP cycle is working properly, because at any one time we only have a very small amount of ATP, but we consume an enormous amount that doesn't only come from the food. Lots of it comes from the breath. And so the oxygen, okay, is a part of that cycle of re-triggering, and the fulvic acid. That's what we have listed for our fulvic acid. It's the voltage. It's actually called the voltage because it gives you the charge, gives your cell the charge, lights the cell.
Right. Yeah, we understand that. I mean, when your extracellular fluids are becoming acidic, they lose their ability to carry oxygen. So, of course, energy is released in presence of oxygen. So if you don't have enough oxygen coming into the site internally to the cells, they'll be underperforming.
Right.
It's sort of like having the turbo on your car or not.
Right, right, right. Overdrive.
Turbo.
Not really overdrive, yeah.
Okay, great. So, what would you like to say about the company, your company, the Goodly company?
Well, it kind of just landed in my lap, really, I guess, after a number of years of research and being a healer. And lots of people ask me, how did you get into this? I said, I died a couple of times. Because the first thing that puts you on the other side looking for the alternative is your health all of a sudden isn't. I never thought about health or even questioned it because I was so healthy and strong. And then all of a sudden I got whacked and I had to look. My sensitivities were all of a sudden up because my energy level was way. You're affected by things way more so when you have less energy than when you have more energy.
Lots yeah, isn't that interesting how necessity is a wonderful teacher, huh?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly. The mother of invention.
Invention, yes, sir.
Yeah, so after a number of years of that and virtually I was in the process of trying to heal myself because I got nuked down in the States, literally. I mean, I went into such a severe Alzheimer's syndromes that my family had to take over my affairs. I really couldn't even look after myself at a certain point. And
this was from the depleted uranium exposure?
Yes, yes, yes. They burnt Los Alamos labs down, a big portion of it, and they released all this depleted uranium on Santa Fe and Pecos and the whole area. And we came there a year later, and there was a forest fire, and it re-released it. And we didn't know any of that, and there's no taste and smell. And again, we can... On this subject, this is exactly what's happening from Fukushima. And so I've been through this experience now and understand the symptoms and what's really taking place, I understand what's coming from Fukushima, that the doctors that are dealing with people and even the healers that are dealing with people, unless you have this in your formula, you don't really know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, a lot of the depleted uranium is used by in munitions. So people who are out in Iraq, Afghanistan, or whatever, all the soldiers that are coming back, or doesn't have to be soldiers. You don't have to be shooting it to get exposed.
Right. Well, there's a.
If you're shooting it, you're getting exposed. If you're being shot at, you're getting exposed. So that covers pretty much both sides, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
But this is good news.
For the troops over there, if they survive the vaccinations in the first place, then then they get the nuclear.
Well, I mean, here we are trying to do something good for the people, you know. So what I'm saying is that the combination of the Fulvic and the Humic would probably be a great idea to get on as a means of bringing your body back into good order.
Yes. The Fulvic, we find ourselves using more of the Fulvic on a daily basis. Okay, and if we're feeling down or anything, or like got exposed to something, we do the Humic, and it literally it stops it in its tracks. And the testimonials that we have from people after the last having it out for the last year is rather phenomenal. And when the flu season hits and stuff like that, it's one of the only things I've seen work. You know, we had one lady call us up, and she bought some, and her husband were going to Europe just before Christmas, and they were over there for a month, and they had one bottle that they kept sharing between them, and they never got sick. Everybody else was dropping like flies. She got back. She was from Penticton, and she got back into Penticton and tried to find some in town and couldn't find any of the Humic in town, and so she called our company. And I made an emergency delivery to her coming home from Kelowna because they were so freaked out about getting the flu. it really works.
So, Joshua, I've got this picture in my head. I have a cell in my body. It's got a virus inside it, which is causing the cell to be destroyed and me feel sick. The fulvic acid goes in and basically neutralizes the virus in my cell, correct?
Well, the fulvic acid goes in and pulls heavy metals and stuff out of the cell. Usually, the virus doesn't get inside the cell.
Okay. So the humic acid then will neutralize the virus.
Yes. It stops all viruses. I mean, that's the miracle.
I have some friends who, they're from Africa, and one of the big problems that they have in Africa is malaria.
Yes.
That's not a viral, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was reading about it, and what they said was the problem is the virus gets so deep. I don't know what they actually meant by that, but any medications or anything they tried to do, it couldn't. It was kind of like it's in this deep dark corner somewhere, and nobody can get at it. And the impression I'm getting is that the humic acid and the fulvic acid may be able to actually get there. And
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I need to ask this then. A lot of Lyme disease is coming around.
Yes.
Do you have any direct contact with that?
We've had people call over Lyme's disease, and we've told them to try the products. I haven't...
Can't say one way or another at this point.
That again is a created virus, a genetically engineered.
Well, yes, but okay. I don't want to even get political.
There are viruses, and I would say that the humic is going to stop all of that. I haven't really seen anything that the humic won't stop.
The concept is the same for how every virus works, right? Some of them might be a little, trickier, a little bit different, but the whole concept is they glom on to a cell and basically destroy the cell. So if you can stop them from glomming on, you've pretty well looked after the problem, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it'll virtually. I mean, so far, and even in the research that I've found, I haven't, it's just so broad spectrum, it's unbelievable. And it needs to be believable because right now everybody's facing a multitude of these disease, what they call diseases, and a lot of them aren't even diseases, but all the genetically engineered viruses and stuff that they have out there. This will stop it all.
Oof. All right.
Well, I guess what we need, I think what we really need is people who are willing to try.
We
certainly hear from all kinds of people, so we're willing to support you. And what we really are looking for is an outreach. We need to get this properly tested and get it out to people and have them share.
It's already been properly tested, and the agency that did that was really in charge of the country's health, the National Institute of Health. And after I found that, because it was published online, once you get something published online, it's very hard to get it off online.
Okay.
And so I went back into the National Institute of Health, besides having all of their documentation, tried to find it inside their thing, and I can't even find where they've ever done research on humic.
So you saw it, you know it existed, and it's pulled, yeah?
Somebody's expunged it, yes. You know, I mean, basically, the chemical companies have taken over all of those agencies, okay, and Health Canada as well. You go into Health Canada and you go to fill out their NPN form and you click on, you want to know what this word means, and you click on dictionary, it takes you right to Merck's dictionary.
Well,
you know, all these things have been usurped because it's done through the corporations.
Well, yeah, we have the problem where the wolf is guarding the fox is in charge of guarding the chickens.
Yes. So the most amazing thing is to have that report. It's right on the front of our references. Once that's up there, you know, it's the first thing I have up there is their report from 2002. And they list all the things that they knew at that time that it stopped. From Ebola virus to influenzas to the different arthritises and the, you know, I mean, this should be headline news all over the world.
Joshua, we already know that the system is stacked in a way it is. So we're just going to simply say that our job is to help educate people, and those that have eyes to see, they will find us and they will share it with their friends. And that's all you can do.
Thank you. That's a very good point. It's a very good point for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Well, this is wonderful stuff.
And we appreciate your passion too, Joshua. It's great having you on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I felt like when this landed in my lap here after all these years, I felt like heaven just opened up and really gave me something. And so our intent is to get it out to everybody else. And understanding like the humic and the fulvic that we have here and the source of it, I've already told everybody that none of this should really go for agriculture, because there's other products out there that aren't as pure and don't have the same antiviral properties. The people need this. There's other sources of the humic and fulvic acid we can use for the agriculture, but this is so unusual.
Pure and strong, huh?
Unusual in its amount of antiviral in comparison to anything else that's out there. It's just phenomenal. So,
well, you know, Scott and I are going to probably do our darndest to get this out there to help people learn about it.
Well, thank you very much for, me being able to share all this information. Like what you read from Darren, his understanding of it and what happened. Those are the things that people need to hear, you know, because then, you know, it can help a lot of people.
Cool. Well, we've come pretty much to the end of our time today, Joshua, and I want to thank you for sharing all this amazing information with us, and ask you and Martin if you have any last comments before we sign off.
Well, there was one other little area I don't think that I covered on the humic, and it's maybe a little premature because we haven't come up with it yet, but I'll just mention we have a 34% that we're putting into tubes that is like a grease. You put it on your body and it for in things like psoriasis, it virtually heals it overnight. So that's on the up and coming news for Goodly.
If you put it on your scalp, will it grow hair?
I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. I haven't lost enough hair to...
Scott, are you looking for some rooting hormone?
I am, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can find the products on life-enthusiast.com. Under brands, look for Huma Life. Or under products, look for Zeolite, Humic, and Fulvic. These products are listed. They're available. They're in stock. We are proud to be able to represent them for the Goodly Company in our store.
Awesome. So thanks for joining us, everyone. We appreciate having you along this wonderful ride with us. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.